I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The largest union representing SEPTA workers says they're on the verge of a possible strike. More from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
We're talking about Transport Workers Union Local 234, representing bus, trolley, and subway operators in the city. They've been negotiating with SEPTA for months. Their contract ran out November 7th, and now union President Will Vera says his patience has run out.
We will call a strike if they don't come back to the table with some reasonable and fair offers to our demands.
There's no set strike deadline, but union leaders say a strike is imminent. The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee voted today to change the recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines for infants. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
8 votes yes and 3 votes no. The motion passes.
The CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee, formed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., voted to recommend that newborns get hepatitis B vaccinations at 2 months of age, not right at birth. KYW's medical editor, Dr. Brian McDonough, says there's a lot of confusion out there.
The question I'm already getting is, who do I believe? Because the CDC has always been a trusted source of information for physicians and families. At this stage, you really need to rely on your physician, and we as physicians actually are relying on our major medical organizations like the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the Academy of Pediatrics, Academy of Family Practice, those groups, because they are providing us with the evidence that right now the CDC is not providing.
The CDC had recommended immunizing newborns for hepatitis B since 1991, but the current vaccine panel has raised concerns about administering it so early in life and recommends giving newborns the vaccine only if the mother tests positive for the disease. A Philadelphia doctor who has been charged with rape faces additional allegations from a second woman. But as KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, no new charges have been filed.
Dr. John Michelle is accused of raping a patient inside his office last November. According to court records, the 55-year-old doctor undressed the woman who was there for a leg injury and then forced himself on her for a few minutes and then asked her to perform an act on him. The filing goes on to say the woman laid in a ball crying following the assault and eventually reported it to her husband and police. In a motions filing made by the district attorney's office, prosecutors say a woman who worked with the doctor said he groped her a few times while working, which forced her to find a new job. Michelle has not been charged with any crime involving that allegation, but prosecutors are asking the judge to use this allegation to help prove their case against the doctor, who is facing rape, sexual assault, and other related charges.
The state disciplined Michelle in June for immoral or unprofessional conduct, ordering him to pay a $4,000 fine and suspending his license for some time. Michelle is out on bail and expected to go on trial in February. Former U.S. Senator and convicted felon Bob Menendez is now officially barred from ever holding office or a position of public trust in New Jersey. The state obtained an order for his disqualification in Superior Court. Menendez was sentenced in January to 11 years in federal prison for accepting bribes. According to the judge's order, Menendez would face a fourth-degree contempt of court charge if he ever seeks election or public employment. His wife, Nadine Menendez, was also convicted in April for her role in the scheme and was sentenced to 54 months behind bars. Philadelphia has a slightly better idea of what countries it will be hosting for the 2026 World Cup this summer after the FIFA draw in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. The city's host committee held a watch party at Stateside Live in South Philly for the draw, and KYW's Pat Loeb was there.
The FIFA draw revealed what countries are in the group stage games Philadelphia will be hosting, but not exactly what matches will be played here. There are some exciting possibilities, though. Brazil, Morocco, France, Senegal, England, Croatia, Scotland, Haiti, all potential guests at the link in June when the city hosts five stage matches. FIFA is holding back on the final assignments by city because of its complicated calculus that it says will consider team travel times and make sure top seeds don't meet until later rounds.
FIFA is scheduled to announce the final match assignments by city tomorrow afternoon. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.